We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the fifth chapter, the ninth Mishnah. Ba'arba'a frakim ha-dever mitrabe. There are four periods where dever, which is what you might translate as pestilence, it flourishes, unfortunately. The fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, seventh year, right after the seventh year, and right after Sukkot every year. Barvit min ne'maser anisha ba'shlishit. On the fourth year, you can expect that such a thing would happen, because on the third year, people are supposed to give a tithe to the poor. And if people are negligent in that, then one of the ways that we're taught that Hashem punishes is with dever. Bashvi'it, why on the seventh year? Same reason. In the sixth year, people are supposed to give a tithe to the poor. And if people are negligent in that, that's again a reason for dever. B'motza'ei shvi'it, the year following Shemitah, why? Mipnei perot shvit, because people were supposed to make the fruits available on the seventh year to the poor. And again, if they didn't do that, so again, that's a cause for dever. And motzei achak shebchol shana v'shana, mipnei gezen matnot aniim, because on Sukkot, we have all the different gifts we're supposed to give the poor. And again, if people are negligent in that, so that again is a source of the punishment of dever. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah. Shekenu adin, shana shana v'shnei sheshmita, maser rishon u'maser sheni. We know that we count our years in cycles of seven. So after Shemitah, you have year one and two, and during year one and two, you take a tithe for the Levi, maser rishon, and then you take a tithe, one tenth, and you eat that in Jerusalem in purity. That's called maser sheni, as the pasuk says, ki techalel la'aser kol maser tovatcha b'shana shlishit shnat maser. The Gemara, asks on this pasuk, what does it mean when you conclude giving your maaser on the third year? On the first and second year, you also give your tithe. And the Gemara explains, the Gemara in tractate Rosh Hashanah explains that on the third year, you only give maaser rishon, the first tithe to the Levite, aval maaser sheni bashlishit lo, and you do not give the second tithe, you don't take to eat up in Jerusalem. The Torah is teaching you that on the third year, you give the first tithe, one-tenth, to the Levi. Maaser Rishon, you give every year. But the second tithe, you don't take yourself up to Jerusalem to eat. On the third and sixth year, you give it to the poor, to the orphan, to the widow. So when people say, forget the poor, I'm okay, leave him alone, leave me alone, that's when Hashem says, okay, so then if there's a plague, then God forbid, Hashem says, let it spread in the fourth year. So to speak, Hashem says, if on the third year people didn't take care of the poor, so Hashem says he doesn't take care of those people. And so the plagues have a tendency to spread on the fourth year. So the first and second year, what's going to happen? Let's say a person says, I'm not taking a tithe up to Jerusalem. He didn't harm the poor with that. So that's why we don't find that on the first, second, or third year, the plagues spread. So that's why the punishment isn't so severe, because even if a person did not take his tithe to eat up in Jerusalem, but he didn't hurt the poor. He writes an interesting historical phenomenon. He says that wealthy people, they'd have a lot of maaser sheni. Think about it, Mr. Berman, right? Berman bread. So he probably has tons of flour that he has to use for maaser sheni, and Mr. Angel. What's he supposed to do with all that flour? He's supposed to take one-tenth of his produce on the first year and the second year needed in Jerusalem. Tirosh wines. You're talking about tons of grape juice and wine that have to be consumed in Jerusalem. So he says what people used to do when they had a lot of crops, they'd send their kids to learn Torah in Jerusalem, and they'd send them with the Maaser Sheni. So then you ended up having situations where the sons of the wealthy would come up to Jerusalem, and they'd have a ton of money to spend on food. And they would support other people. Come, you eat with me lunch, right? You know, there are a lot of kids that go out to restaurants, they have their parents' credit cards. And then they invite all their friends, because it doesn't cost them a dime. Right? You guys can all come eat pizza with me. when people had all this Meiser Sheni money, they'd send their kid up to Jerusalem and give him all that money and say it needs to be spent in Jerusalem anyways. Go learn Torah there and you have all your food covered for the next few years. And this caused sages to flourish in Israel, because these kids would come up to Jerusalem where the sages were teaching, and then they'd end up learning. That's why the Torah says you will learn. When the Torah says you will come up to Jerusalem. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, after the third and sixth year, there's a tendency for plagues to spread. And the reason is because Hashem's upset at the people who did not support the poor. On the seventh year, after the seventh year, because of the fruits of the seventh year of Shemitah, if people don't give their tithe to the poor on the sixth year, or on the seventh year, they don't let the land go fallow, so these are reasons for plagues to spread on the seventh and eighth year. After the holiday of Sukkot every year. Why? Because people steal the gifts they were supposed to give the poor. Because when we harvest, the Torah says, leave over the single stalks that fall, leave over the corner of the field. If you forgot a bundle, leave it for the poor. If you're collecting your grapes, we have a mitzvah, peret, you see the clusters that did not form well, leave it for the poor. Olelot, grapes or small clusters fall to the ground, leave them for the poor. And people didn't do that. So when people don't do that, so then lefi shachag ba bizman asifa, Sukkot comes at the time of harvest, uvizman sheina ba'alim menichim naniim karui, not harvest. Sukkot comes at the time they collect the harvest from the field. They'd bring it in, it would dry out in the fields, and then on Sukkot was the time they'd bring it home. So if at that time they don't leave the poor their gifts, so it's as though they stole the gifts of the poor. That's why right after Sukkot, it was common that the plagues would spread. So it didn't start on Sukkot, it would start right after. Hashem didn't want to hurt the happiness of the holiday. But right after Sukkot, it was common that plagues would spread. And our sages said that was because people were withholding the gifts that they owed the poor. So these are the times, every time that we finished a deadline and Hashem takes an accounting, did we give the gifts we were supposed to or not? So if we didn't, so then the Mishnah warns us, those are the times that plagues are more prone to spread.